2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday, the 11th day of May. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 43 degrees.
Things looking good on I-15 right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, President Biden wants to know how certain states are doing so well with vaccinating people against COVID-19, and Utah is on that list.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more on a meeting taking place today. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, it's a virtual meeting with President Biden and six governors, including Utah Governor Spencer Cox. Now, those governors will talk about how they've been trying to reach people and get vaccines into arms. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers just spoke to us live about it.
So I think you get the sense of you don't want to just bring the top six in to say, well, how is it working there? Because that might not work in the bottom six. So get a mix. And, you know, the White House says the president wants to hear what didn't work either.
Utah has about a million residents in the eligible population who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Access and messaging are the two key topics, it seems, will be part of today's conversation. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
State employees who've been out of the office during the pandemic will be coming back on May 31st, unless they're approved to continue working from home. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says that might be a lot of workers.
For example, the Department of Workforce Services has a lot of workers in its offices around the state, but it also has a lot working call center jobs at home, some in towns where there is no DWS office. Deputy Director Nate McDonald says they're looking at their jobs right now to determine where it would be best for each of those workers to be.
One change for workers in state offices, the mandate to wear masks at work will expire on the 31st.
A Provo woman pleaded guilty for illegally taking over $200,000 in PPP loans. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live with the story. John?
Yeah, Amanda, through the Paycheck Protection Program, the goal is to hand out forgivable loans to small businesses across the country. Although inevitably, you're going to have some people looking to game the system. And in fact, it's even happening right here in Utah. The owner of a trucking company based in Salt Lake pled guilty last month to loan fraud and federal bribery charges related to PPP loans. And now one of his employees, Lisa Roberry of Provo, has done the same. It appears that she obtained $210,000 in these loans without disclosing that the company owner was under federal indictment. Now, she too has pled guilty to loan application fraud and will be due for scheduling coming up in July. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The FDA is expected to give guidance tomorrow on giving the Pfizer vaccine to kids ages 12 to 15.
Over 2,200 children were part of the clinical trials for this approval, and it was shown that in those that received the vaccine, none of the children were sick with the virus, and that the vaccine works just as well in children as adults.
Stanford professor of emergency medicine, Dr. Shashank Ravi, says he expects the shots will start being given out to the younger age group by the end of the week.
Utah has the youngest population in the nation, and State Immunization Director Rich Lakin says getting kids vaccinated is critical in the effort to reach herd immunity.
In order for us to really get the COVID under control, the more we have vaccinated, then the less we have spread of the infection.
Lakin says even though kids are not necessarily high risk for the virus, they can still get sick and can still carry the virus to groups that are higher risk.
The pipeline operator hit with a ransomware attack on Friday says it's working with cybersecurity experts to get its pipeline back up and running.
The cyber criminal gang accused of shutting down a major U.S. fuel pipeline is now acknowledging the attack, writing on its website that it's all about money. The FBI confirms the group based in Russia, known as DarkSide, developed a ransomware which has crippled the East Coast pipeline for 4 days. According to Reuters, DarkSide posted a statement Monday saying it, quote, never meant to create havoc, and our goal is to make money and not creating problems for society. The hackers will not publicly say how much money they want.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting.
Search crews recovered the body of a man who drowned in Holiday last night. Unified Police say it happened on private property near 2600 East Walker Lane. A group of construction workers were working on a home with a private pond. The group took kayaks out on the water and one of them capsized but never resurfaced. Police say this appears to just have been a tragic accident.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.